Harry had a little man.
The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Hours before Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders took the stage Monday, thousands of people lined up outside the Ford Idaho Center in Nampa.
I think a lot of people have concerns about where our democracy's headed and want to stand up for it, find ways to make a difference.
Many of those attending the Fighting Oligarchy Tour want to hear a hopeful message, one that makes them feel united.
I'm very concerned about the way our country's heading. It's happening at a very rapid rate, very disconcerting. And I need to have my voice out here. I need to be a number in the crowd.
Attendees varied from longtime Sanders supporters to more recent fans.
In the beginning, I didn't really his message about the oligarchy. I guess I didn't see that coming. And I feel like now he really was telling us what was coming down the road. And so I think you always need to keep an open mind and listen to a new message.
Almost 13,000 people inside, the venue hitting capacity. New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez took the stage first.
I'm wondering if you see Bernie going to Idaho. And I'll give you one simple answer. It's because you matter.
In her speech, AOC condemned political corruption and the influence of, quote, dark money in American politics.
And we're here together because an extreme concentration of power, greed, and corruption is taking over this country like never before.
She argued that billionaire interests have created an oligarchy that divides ordinary Americans while cutting essential services like Medicaid.
So many of us know what it feels like for life to be one bad day, one piece of bad news, one major setback from everything falling apart. And I'm here to tell you today, Idaho, we don't have to live like this anymore.
Sanders also highlighted fighting for a government that is for the people.
Brothers and sisters, it is not just oligarchy we are dealing with right now. We are dealing with a president who undermines our Constitution every single day.
And not a government making cuts to Medicaid or veteran systems.
We don't have to have 20% of our elderly living on $15,000 a year or less. We don't have to have the highest rate of child poverty of almost any major nation on earth.
The senator's message on livable wages and health care access for all drew some of the loudest applause.
We're going to end their greed.
Nice. Do you know where that was? No? Yeah, I thought the report didn't really emphasize where they were. They were in Nampa, Idaho. Sold out crowd. 12,000 people. 12,000 in Idaho. What was it yesterday? What did we see over there? We saw 20,000 people in Utah. In freaking Utah. These are states that voted by double digits, some of them like 20%. I think Idaho was like 36% for Trump. And now they're seriously selling out, packing houses in these ruby red states, as they say. Because people are sick. You know what happened in Idaho? Why you saw so many people show up there, especially ladies, especially women folk? Because the abortion ban in Idaho is almost total. I think it is actually total. I think they would, let you die there rather than disturb a gestating fetus. And so there's like no healthcare providers there. Seriously. There's no healthcare providers there. You know, people in Idaho who always believed that they had the right to have very large families, like 13 kids, 14 kids. And listen, I'm not saying yes or no to that, because my family on my dad's side, my grandma was one of 13 kids. Lots of them didn't make it, though, because there was no measles vaccine. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of them died early, very, very early. But anyway, in Idaho, they seem to really want to have large families. Very, very large. And quite frankly, women are getting very hip to the idea that that is becoming something that isn't tenable anymore, not doable anymore. Because if something goes wrong during a pregnancy in Idaho, there's no one there to help you. And therefore, your uterus might just splay. It just might fall out and just, you know, crash on the kitchen floor and bye-bye your chances of having another. So anyway, healthcare, that was a very big topic there in Idaho. And Bernie Sanders and AOC are killing it. They're doing the right thing. They're going around the country and they're talking to people that normally Democrats do not talk to. And it's turning out really well for the people who want to be spoken to. It's turning out really well for Bernie Sanders and AOC. They are getting magnificently huge crowds of people cheering for their words, cheering for their policy prescriptions, cheering for their talks about healthcare and freedom and women's rights and the encroaching oligarchy. Now, you know, listen, we understand that, you know, the big business, the money talks in this country, and it sort of kind of always has. What's different about it this time is that you have a president of the United States who, when even the courts weigh in and say, okay, that's too far, you've gone too far, this is enough, you know, you can't do this, can't take foreign money, which is pretty much the only, it's the only, you know, campaign finance violation you could have anymore. It's taking foreign money, right? And now the courts will weigh in and they'll go, oh, no, you can't take that money. They'll say, you know, screw you. I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm doing me. You do you. I'm doing me. And this is why today I'm proud to announce we are in a constitutional crisis. And that really needs to be put into the stump speeches that are being given to people who are just so eager to hear and find out and orient themselves as to why they have no medical care anymore, why everybody fled the state, or they already know and they want to hear some of the solutions for bringing that back to their state. Okay? And so I think that the other part of the conversation has to be that we have a lawless administration. We have an attorney general of the United States who makes crap up, who reads Supreme Court decisions and inverts them, does a 180, not only, you know, ignores the Supreme Court's decision to, you know, facilitate somebody's return back to this country because they had a court order prohibiting them from being sent back to a country where they were fleeing at 16 years old, knowing that their lives were in danger. You know, and today at 4 o'clock, just so you know, since the Supreme Court ruled on the Abrigo Garcia Kilmer, on his case and said, no, you have to help facilitate his return. And we have an attorney general of the United States who mischaracterized that finding as being, all we have to do is provide a plane if El Salvador wants to do it. If El Salvador agrees to, you know, let him go, or El Salvador has all... That's not anything even remotely close to what the Supreme Court said. They said that you could not send him to El Salvador. It was plainly wrong to send him to El Salvador. The court in 2019, the lower court in 2019, ruled you could send him someplace, but you definitely, definitely cannot send him to El Salvador. And they sent him to El Salvador. And so there they were yesterday in the Oval Office, literally mocking the Supreme Court and turning it on its head, like mischaracterizing it by 180 degrees, making, you know, opposite land look like the new name of this country. So today at 4 o'clock, it goes back to the lower court where Judge Ennis was proceeding to rule, get him back. And she will have another hearing today.